There's no denying this. People everywhere need access to feminine pads, tampons, and other feminine hygiene products. But all throughout Michigan, some women and people in the transgender community have to go without. It's a global phenomenon my next guest calls period poverty. Christine Wangi is founder of Be a Rose. It's an organization that's working to fight period poverty in the Grand Rapids area. Christine is with us now. Christine, start by telling us, what exactly is period poverty?
Period poverty is a time in someone's life when they either have no access to feminine hygiene products or cannot afford them. Therefore, there's a barrier to access because of poverty. As a result, most people end up just making do with non-conventional products. So they may be using paper towel, toilet paper, socks, pieces of cloth, because as we know, life doesn't stop because your period came. In fact, in your most stressed days, you experience great hormonal changes in your body, which then inform how your period is going to come or not come. So it actually, for some people, ends up being heavier or more painful or longer if they're stressed.
So explain the work that you're doing in West Michigan under this umbrella of Be a Rose.
Our mission addresses the access to women's health education and the access to feminine hygiene products. We realized that a lot of women could make more informed decisions about their health if they knew what the female reproductive system is, how it functions, in order to identify times in their life when their health has not been off peak performance, let's say. Younger girls are more so making uninformed decisions, especially when it comes to sexual relations, because they don't think that when you have your period, you can actually get pregnant. Mm-hmm. We are seeing statistically that girls are getting their periods younger and younger and younger. And sometimes mothers are not equipped to tell their daughters about their period. So we are seeing impacts that are results of ill information and the decisions that result from that being detrimental to women's health and their success in the community. And so then the second part of what our mission addresses is the access to feminine hygiene products. So historically and currently, feminine hygiene products are not subsidized or covered by government subsidies such as food stamps or Medicaid. So women who may be in financial constraints that the government even defines to be financial constraints because they're eligible for food stamps and Medicaid, they still do not cover those products. So even if you're on welfare, you're still lacking the products that you need to manage menstruation. And it's not just pads and tampons. Women, when having their period, also need toilet paper. They need soap. They need toiletries on top of the products like pads and tampons to absorb the blood during menstruation. And none of these products are covered by food stamps.
So you're there to give them access to these very important feminine hygiene products. And you work with other organizations to help make this happen, don't you?
Absolutely. We decided to partner with organizations in Grand Rapids who are already established and have in place the screening tools to determine who's at greater need. Through those partnerships, we then are able to distribute feminine hygiene products to the most marginalized women in our community.
And where do you get the products from? Are you getting donations? Are you fundraising?
We fundraise through parties with a purpose. Those are small local parties that people host and collect donations through drives, and they pool them together and they're able to present them to our organization. Another way we do so is we have an Amazon wish list, which on our website, supporters can click on and go onto Amazon and use their Amazon accounts to donate that way. We have some people who also go and shop for products themselves and are able to drop them off at local drop-off points in businesses that have opened their doors to collect donations for us during their business hours.
And I know Be a Rose. Rose stands for Recreating Our Self-Esteem. How do you see your work impacting these women and girls when you get them in touch with the napkins and the tampons and pads that they need and other products? How do you see that change them?
It changes them greatly because until they experience our work, a lot of them have told us, I have never gone to a place that I knew specifically addressed feminine hygiene. I've never gone to a food pantry where I was guaranteed I could find feminine hygiene products. And I personally don't know of anywhere in Grand Rapids where I'm guaranteed to have access to these products free of charge. In addition, some women have also made comments like, I've never had an opportunity to talk to other women about our health as women. I've not been in a setup where I could feel safe to discuss reproductive illnesses or to discuss different illnesses that surround menstruation. So other than these women's primary doctor, which most of them don't even have a relationship with primary care doctors because some of them are homeless, some of them are in transition. And so the only places they access the healthcare system is the emergency room. They don't even have access to our medical professionals who are in the community equipped to address these matters.
Do you see yourself expanding this work to other cities, other states even?
Absolutely. We capture the zip code of all the women who access either our product or our workshops. And majority of the time, women are coming from outside of the Grand Rapids city lines to access our partners inside of the city of Grand Rapids in order to therefore have access to us. So it's really telling that women really go far outside of their local regions to the bigger cities around them to access resources such as those that our partners offer. So it's imperative that in the future we expand our work to even reduce the barrier, for example, transportation barrier that women have who are in transition trying to access services.
Changing women's lives and changing the lives of girls. And the work you're doing is in Grand Rapids, but as you say, there is a need really everywhere you look. And we have put a link to Be a Rose on the stateside page at michiganradio.org, or you just go to bearose.org and find out about the work done by my guest, Christine Wongi. Christine, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much for having me.